Hey, this is Enigma September, and you're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe Ward and Patrick Irvine. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. You can find information about the organization at www.pactsinc.org. To my podcast listeners, make sure to check out the live recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. That's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-E-P-T 927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know that you were there. I might even give you a shout out on the podcast. Maybe. While you're on YouTube, also make sure to check out my bro, Big Low, and his Ill Coffee vlog at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out my young homie, Backpack Beats, and his Beats and Vlog series at youtube.com/BackpackBeats. Remember, that's Backpack Beats with a Z. If you want your song played on the podcast, shoot me your track in MP3 or waveform to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. It doesn't have to be clean. Also, add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song or upcoming project in the email. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelp on IG and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelp and facebook.com/EnigmaSelp9. Now that we have that out the way, well, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby. Yeah.
I just want you to love me. Want you to love me.
Real, man.
I just want you to love me. I just want you to love me.
Yo.
Yo. Ain't signed a bus or bus, but I'm about to run a conglomerate. Zodiac, Aries, birthstone, diamond, I'm dominant. Graduated fam, I ain't drop out like common sense. No diss to common sense, but had to state it. Reason being, y'all be lacking common sense. Mind state of a Kendrick, eliminate everybody I'm rhyming with. Money we got to get, synonymous like stop and quit. But with success, cause success is what we got to get. I just want you to love me. Yes. I just want you to love me.
You.
I just want you to love me.
Boom, boom, boom. And we're back. This is the Enigma Sep Hour with your boy Enigma September. And what you just heard was Zodiac, Aries, my man Los Lauren 718. And I did it because I assume it is Aries season. Or Aries. I always say it wrong. I don't know. But I got love for them because my mother belongs to that wonderful group. So, yeah, I had to rep because her birthday is in a week. And I have to try to figure out what I'm going to get her for her birthday. Because I'm her only son. It's my job. Yo, shouts out to my coworker, Jen, in the chat room. Going off. I'm not going to speak about the things she's speaking on because I have to separate my Superman from my Clark Kent. I'm in Superman mode right now. But, before we get into like the craziness of the week, man, first of all, I got to get into some not so happy news. Matter of fact, let's have a moment of silence. Film art producer Ken Joe, also one half of the group Therapy, was reportedly passed away this week, only because of what I've heard or what I've seen on Facebook. Shouts out to Remy, shouts out to Ashanti, and a few others, Charles G. I don't think I knew Buddy like that. I knew of him, definitely. But it's definitely a loss. I've always said Phil Mobb is one of the most underrated rap groups ever. And I know he was an intricate part of them blowing up, you know what I'm saying, doing a lot of their production, if not all of it, from what I know. But anyway, definitely a tough loss, not just for this area, for North Florida and South Georgia, but just hip-hop in general. So respect to that man, Kenjo, man, and, you know, peace and blessings to his family and friends and everyone affected by his passing. So I'd be remorse not to speak on that. What up, Victoria? I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I don't know if he was sick. I don't know if it was a car. I have no idea. You know how people are, when they announce, you know, people passing, no one really goes into the reason why. But, yeah. So, just sad, man. So, peace and blessings to his family. Another not-so-great news, French Montana. I just saw this today. Like, before, I was getting ready for the podcast, and I ran across this on Twitter. French Montana was accused of sexual assault. You know what I'm saying? Young lady said she was at the crib, like, exactly 2 years ago, like today. She was at the crib. They was having drinks. She took a shot, and they saying she know she woke up with pains and that she went and got a rape kit and it was semen and yeah. So, yeah. Now, the crazy thing is, not crazy, maybe typical, but that's not a criminal case. It's a civil case. She's suing him and his record label. But, so I'm not trying to throw any doubt or anything like that, but it's not a criminal case, even though she did go get the rape kit. But, yeah, so French Montana, we'll get his money up because it's about to be a fight. So, yeah, there we go. Bad news is over. Let's get into the shenanigans. Yo. Also, too, I forgot to announce. Hang on. Y'all figure it out. Anyway, no, let me announce it. Yo, I got my man, Ty44, on the podcast tonight. The interview will be coming out later, so y'all just hold tight. Of course, because of the craziness, I guess I get into some other still bad news. We're going to start the podcast off really, really bad. Yeah, let me start off with... Yeah, man, COVID-19 is crazy. What up, Brittany? What's going on? COVID-19 is mad crazy right now. Hit two Texas legends. As far as we know right now, it was reported that Scarface, you know what I'm saying, tested positive for the coronavirus, as well as Slim Thug. Scarface was on a live feed with Willie D, of course. Both of them are the surviving members of the Ghetto Boys. And he described, Scarface described what he was going through once he was, you know, diagnosed and all the symptoms he was going through and feeling like he was going to be drowning. And it was crazy. So just kind of case in point that anybody can get touched, you know what I'm saying, by this virus or whatever. Of course, be safe. Wash your fucking hands. All right? Wash your fucking hands. Say it again. Yo. My man, Alex. What up, boy? Wash your hands. But nah, man. You can get touched. So just be careful. But on the flip side, man. Don't panic too much. Panic enough. Panic enough to protect yourself. But don't let this drive you crazy. Don't let this drive you crazy. Do whatever you can. But I feel like at some point, you're going to get got. You know, if people get got all day, every day by whatever disease. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of funny because you think about how we hear about it so much that it's on the front end that you may even forget about the back. You may forget about everything else. You know what I'm saying? Don't go around, oh, I don't want to touch anything. And then you're eating a fucking hamburger every day. You know what I'm saying? Don't go around, don't touch the metal door. and you fucking raw. Every chick you see, are you letting dude go and you raw? Like, if you know, if you already a germaphobe, I get it. But if you out here, if you out here riding carelessly, don't let this. Be mindful, but come on, dog. Come on. Come on. So, you know, things, and honestly for me, I tell people I ain't even tripping on. Don't judge me. Yo, Alan said, watch them two times. For real. But I'm just saying, if you out here, you know what I'm saying, I'm a fat nigga. And granted, I don't want to feel like I'm drowning in my own body. I ain't saying I want corona at all. You know, but if you're going to be mindful, like, be mindful of everything. Don't slip up. Think you, I don't want to catch coronavirus. And you got hypertension, nigga. Like,
help me. Help me, nigga.
Like, help yourself. You know what I'm saying? Help yourself. So, yeah, be, you know what I'm saying, be cautious, be conscious. Wash your hands, you know, sanitize everything. But also, too, like, don't go into panic mode. You know what I mean? Yo, I ain't saying y'all can't eat. But I'm saying if you're going to panic about everything. You know, ain't no use to you trying to avoid the coronavirus and you fucking around and get goddamn diabetes. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, what's the point? You gonna die. Like, so anyway, get off that, man. But yeah, not shouts out, but prayers to Slim Thug, prayers to Scarface and anybody else and everybody else affected. Of course, we're the number one. We've made America great again, Donald Trump.
Coronavirus!
And now we're the number one infected country in the world. Cheers, you know? Great. All right. Yo, Jen, chill out. Diabetes. No, diabetes is not to be taken lightly. But all I'm saying is don't panic. Be mindful, but don't panic. All right. Don't drive yourself crazy over this. But be mindful. Be careful what you do. Royce Hall, what's up? One of the guests on the original Enigma Sub Hour podcast. You know what I mean? Y'all can check that out. The original podcast is also available, at least on Google Podcasts. So y'all check that out. Shouts out to Royce doing big things in the A. I'll be like you when I grow up, bruh. Straight up. Yo, speaking of being like somebody, part of the rage of the week. And part of because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Coronavirus.
Like those that live can't hear y'all can't hear the Cardi B coronavirus joint I got playing. But you'll hear it on the podcast. And it'd be kind of funny after the fifth time I play it. Anyway, part of the pandemic or symptoms of the pandemic is DJs are going live and playing music. Entertaining the masses. One in particular was DJ D Nice, who was like all over the game in the late 80s, early 90s. So if you like an old head, you're like, all right, I know D Nice. But he revived his name yet again by going live on IG and having everybody, and I mean everybody, in his IG live. I mean, man's gonna open the OnlyFans app and got all kind of money. I don't know anything about OnlyFans. I'm a saint. Thank you. But he could open up OnlyFans and got all kind of money. But regardless, I mean, apparently Joe Biden was in there. Bernie Sanders, Michelle Obama was in there. Who else saw in there? It was everybody. Everybody's in there. And it started like a big trend. Everybody named Mama, who had a turntable, decided to go live and DJ for hours on end. So shouts out to DJ D Nice for leading the charge. Shouts out to Dimp. And Dimp went live. My man Champ went live. H2L. H2L been going live on y'all. Forget what you heard. My man H2L been going live on 102.3 for like 5-6 years now. Shouts out to Stess. They've been doing it. Thank you for all the other DJs getting on, copying on the trend. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, salute to all the DJs, man. Salute to all the DJs for doing that. It's definitely important. I myself, and I know I say I wasn't going to talk about my Clark Kent. I myself have not been quarantined yet. I'm still going to work. I've still been able to see the sunshine and the fog in the morning. But now, go. Traffic been great though. I know you guys haven't been worried about traffic because you've been stuck in your house, but I'm here to report that traffic has been great all week. Coming home, it was nice just being able to go right through the green lights, sometimes a red light because the cops are trying to quarantine the corner. So I'm not gonna incriminate myself. I don't run any red lights. Jokes, people. Relax, all right? But yeah. Yo, shout out to Dicaria. I can't say her name right. Dicaria, I know. Ashton gonna beat my, I mean, get my wife's name right, son. What's wrong with you? Like, look, bro. Dicaria. Bicaria, no. That's why your mama dead. Dead as hell. How her shoes look like? What her shoes look like in that casket? That's why your grandma ain't got no knees. Ain't got no knees to pray to Jesus, bitch. Yo. I told Fio I'm doing on the podcast, but it's too late. Let me move on from non-coronavirus news. Because I know y'all getting tired of it. March 25th, mark the 23rd anniversary of Life After Death. Just reporting that because Biggie is my favorite rapper. Letting you guys know that's what it is. And what else? Speaking of favorite rappers, Childish Gambino dropped a surprise album. Now, I think I told you guys last week, he dropped the album on his website, DonaldGlover.com. And it was only up for like a few days and then he took it off. Now it's available everywhere and it's dope. It's dope. Is it because of the internet level? To me, I don't know. It's still fresh. I think it's better than Awaken My Love. So if you like Awaken My Love, I think you like this album. It's different, of course, because it's Childish Gambino. But I do think it's better than Awaken My Love. So if you like Awaken My Love, I think you like this album. He's rapping a little bit more, but I think he's mixing it up a little bit. But yeah, you can check that out. So Phoenix, what's up, Sheldon? What's up, young? I'm sorry. Acting like Phoenix may be older than me, folks. She got a grown kid out here. I'm talking about what's up, young. Yo. What else we got? Speaking of albums. Okay, so I said, you know, it's Life After Death, 23rd anniversary. Childish Gambino dropped his album. The name of the album is 3-15-20, which I think that's when it was posted on the website. So 3-15-20, you always know when it was out. The guy's a genius. Yo, hey, Outlaw Beats. Yo, bro. Why do you have your youngest child listen to me doing the podcast? Really? I don't really, nigga. Like, bruh. Hey, Cody. Yeah, this is Coach E with a microphone in his hand. I'm Coach E right now. I can't be Enigma September. I can't be Enigma September because I have to be Coach E. Thanks. Outlaw Beats. Well, I got in the cup. Sprite and Smirnoff. Hey. Almost done. Yeah. Oh, Raven Knock in the building. Raven October. Okay, quick story. If you guys want to know why I call myself Enigma September, those in the chat room, I forgive his whole government. If you see William Mitchell, he's the reason why I go by Enigma September. Because his name is Raven October. Yeah. Blame him. Why do you rap? That guy is that guy's fault. William Mitchell. Right there in the comments. People listen to the podcast like, what? Go on Facebook. You can follow him. Anyway, let's get to the tea, baby. Let's get to the tea. Yes, ma'am. Ooh, let's find out what is going on. All right, so apparently news came out yesterday that the brat has a fiance. I guess his name is BB Judy? Big Booty Judy? I don't know. I don't listen to Atlanta radio. I don't know. Adrian. TT Talks, what's up? What's going on with you? Ashton in the building. I ain't playing your music today, bro. Ashton, I ain't playing your music. Maybe send me your music when you drop it. As if I'm a DJ. I'm saying, Ashton Martin, Mr. I Perform at France. Yo, this is severe though. Good stuff. Anyway, yeah, so apparently the brat has a lesbian fiance. And everyone on Twitter is like, you guys are surprised that she has a lesbian, that she's a lesbian? Yes, nigga. Yes. Yeah. You know why? Because I'm not in the brat business. Wow, she just is as a tomboy. That don't mean nothing. That don't mean a thing. I don't know what she's doing in her bedroom. It's not my concern. So now that I know, oh, okay. It's confirmed. Everybody don't. Really? Really, Kobe? How old Kobe is? What? Your 1 year old son, Raven October, is watching me. See, this is why I was on YouTube. See, YouTube, I can get away with the shenanigans. Facebook, I have to be PG with you guys. That what you want? You want Freeform Enigma September? You want a Disney Channel? That's what you guys want? I gotta be Family Guy. I gotta be Peter Griffin right now. I can't even be Comedy Central. They can cuss on Comedy Central. I gotta be Freeform. What's good? What's good, Molly? Anyway, before I get up out of here, that's honestly all the news. I really thought that I was gonna eat up everything, you know. Nah, that was everything. That's all I got, people. That's hip hop for the week. God dang. Half of the time I spent cussing out everybody in the chat room. Look, man, I ain't trying to reach no kids right now. I'm a grown man. They'll get me in 10 years. Kobe. It's all going on my pod. Those who listen to the podcast, and y'all like, why is Enigma calling? Is he trying to summon the spirit of Kobe? I do need the Mamba mentality right now, but no. Again, follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSep. And you can get part of the shenanigans. So shouts out to Raven October in the building. Outlaw Beats. Look, man, my TikToks are whack. Yo, I did post. Yo, I got a TikTok of Sylvia and Fee. I got my sister-in-law and my baby on TikTok. So, hey, yo, see, I'm on TikTok right now, and this is going crazy because I don't need y'all to hear that. See, so. If you push this button. Ooh, see, look at that. Leon, what up, my man? Leon in the building. I know, man. Me and Leon was in first grade with each other. Not that bad. I think Leon was a year behind me, but my man's was I remember going to Leon crib reading Sun Up because I didn't have to read Sun Up. Okay, so Sun Up was the first book you had to read in first grade at Leonard Wesson's. That's at Leonard Wesson. And so, so I ain't never read it because I was kind of smart. And I skipped that book. So my man Leon, he had the book. I was like, hey, yo, never read the book. Let me read Sun Up. Buffy and Mac. The only person that know what I'm talking about is Raven October right now. But Buffy and Mac, the book Sun Up. And the only time I read it was when my man Leon had to, he had my cuz, that's right, because his auntie married to my Uncle Junior. But I read the book for fun. I didn't have to read it because I was kind of smart. Let me talk my stuff before I get out of here, because I got to go, because I got to interview my man's Top 44 in a few minutes, and I'm doing it off camera. Sucks to be y'all. Y'all ain't going to be able to see it. But anyway, Dicaria and Aston Martin, thinking they slick, want to join TikTok, trying to come for me and Fee, thinking they can make TikTok videos. All right, yeah, we going to see. Y'all going to beat us because y'all young and got time. And if you don't like TikTok like that, we still coming for y'all. Matter of fact, I said, hey, y'all got the invite? I mean, save the dates. The Stevens. That's when I hit the Bernie Mac.
I was still getting well. He came up to upstairs talking about milk and cookies.
That's all I got. That was a horrible Bernie Mac. That was disrespectful.
Help me. Help me. Nigga.
Yeah, that was just disrespectful. I ain't scared of none of you motherfuckers. I can't cuss cause Kobe and Cody is watching. I can't do a Bernie Mac. Come on. Dang it. Anyway, I'm gonna get to the next track. I'm gonna get off this live. Yo, thank you for everybody in the chat room. They got it popping. I appreciate y'all. But we're gonna go into the next track, and then we're gonna go to this interview with my man Ty 44. I'll probably say my man name wrong. You guys will figure out when you hear the interview, and you'll be like, oh snap. Dang, E. You messing up. So let me see what the next song is, and I'm gonna get up off here. The next song we got is my man Facey with Drip. Man, Facey with Drip. You're gonna come back with Ty 44. This is the Enigma Sup. You got time, baby.
Oh, Drip. I got the sauce. I got the juice, nigga. I got the squeeze. Oh, Drip. That boy, your boss, nigga. That boy, your fool, nigga. That boy, your fame. Oh, Drip. Jerry Curl. The way I drip, get a grip, quick dip shit. Ever since it's with the snip on your bitch, click, no shit. Niggas get exposed, it's a nip slip. Oh, Drip. Don't Drip. The OG show me how to make the dope flip. I can turn a quarter to a whole brick. Special kind of candy for that nose drip. Now put one of me under your lip. I am drugs, loudy loud, nigga, buy your plugs. But you still hear us, schizophrenic. See your flow, but it's been Titanic. No GMO, all this shit organic. Don't flinch or panic, I grip two. And you shaky with the tools, you a new mechanic. Sit shit, stoop kid, never leave it stoop. Let's see inflicting damage, conflicted savage. But watch me manage like a ringside at a WWE fight. To the woods, bring it back to the east side. We live, got this honey with me like a beehive. If I ever leave, should be deprived of the D-I-C-K, my D-I-E-A, babe, here's a revive. Fucking with this beer like a cellular device. I live loose and sleep tight like all night, all right. Feeling like I ate the hero all night. Nigga, this that wall white. Pierce from a face, from me, lady. That's a four places. For the fuck by women, fornicating for my entertainment. And a sailor silent in my mind. Like I'm just demonstrating all the fucking patience that it takes for me to elevate it. My foot should be celebrated. Worship live, action, been reanimated. Licking in the mirror like a day we made it. Naked for the bacon. Waiting patient for the drip. Bitches going crazy for the drip. Lean back, blast from the drip. All a nigga know is the hustle. Treat the booth like the gym, nigga, get it off the muscle. You ain't talking money, nigga, fuck. Chat to your nose for your thing, to a butter bar built for the tussle. Hands get used to the niggas in my finger. New to the trigger, if it's violence, I'ma bust you. 4 miles bread in the jungle, big dog came with a muscle. Oh,
shredding. The leaky faucet and frequent trips to the dentist. You see me flossing, decent strip with the grits. We eat like this often. I feel like Michael Oak when I'm in the office. Now I'm really spazzing. I'm the Creed type. You are no assassin, but you're so suspicious. Under the sea, like fish shit. Strip, trip, bitch. On a gang gang. Now I bang just my ifness in it. Crazy, I'm with babies like an infant. In an instant, I can end all existence. No matter the distance, consistently persistence. Saki is my witness. Don't set your head like your eyes is and lips is. You gon' need lip shits to fix this, baby. Rap game made me. Weezy F, baby. Not an F is for fancy. I just took my flow off safety. Oh, trip. I got the sauce. I got the shoes, nigga. I got the squeeze. Oh, trip. That boy your boss, nigga. That boy your fool, nigga. That boy your fiend. Oh, trip. Cherry curl. The way I drip, drip. Get a grip, quick dip shit. Ever since it's with the snip, snip. When your bitch click, no shit. Niggas get exposed, it's a nip, slip. Oh, trip. Walk with the, walk with the, walk with the. Oh, trip. Walk with the, walk with the. Walk with the, oh, trip. Walk with the, walk with the, walk with the, oh, trip. Walk with the, oh, trip.
Boom, boom, boom. We back. This is the Nick Masep Hours Boy, Nick Masep Timber, what you just heard from my man Stacy with his track. And I forgot the name of it because I'm not looking at my phone. But anyway, yo, I got my man Ty 44 in the building. What's going on with you, bro?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's all good. How about yourself?
Yo, I'm good, man. I'm good. Glad to have you on. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited. I know it's been a long time coming.
For sure, for sure. Pleasure's all mine. Pleasure.
All right, so just for all, to make it clear, it is Top 44. I don't want to make some jacking your name up or nothing.
Yeah, it's really open for interpretation, you know. My name, because, you know, my real name is actually Ty, just T-Y. So, you know, yeah, it's just T-Y, just Ty. It could be T-Y, like T-Y Hilton, or just, you know, Ty. You know, I just leave it up to whoever's listening.
All right, bet that up, bet that up. Well, regardless, y'all just make sure y'all be able to search my man so when y'all go look for his music that you get it, you know what I'm saying, correct or whatever. So, yeah, that's what it is at the end of the day. But, yeah, man, first of all, I mean, how you doing? How your week going?
It's good. I mean, this quarantine stuff is, you know, a silver lining. You know, it allows me to hone in and, like, think about my music, the next steps I have to take in my career. But, you know, just trying to stay safe, you know, stay healthy. This virus thing out right now.
Yeah, it's mad crazy, bro. Like, oddly enough, like, I'm still, you know, going out, going to work or whatever. So, on one end, it kind of leaves a sense of normalcy, if you will.
Yeah.
But on the flip, it's still kind of like, bro, like, come in contact with the wrong person, it could be a wrap.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you see people walking around with masks and whatnot, trying to do their best to try to avoid it.
For real, I feel like 50 in 03 wearing the bulletproof vest, like, yo, don't know when it can go down, so I just got to be prepared, you know what I mean?
Facts, facts, definitely.
So, but speaking of the past, though, like, just letting people know, like, you know what I'm saying, like, what was it growing up being you? How was your childhood?
Childhood was, you know, it was pretty good. I'm not going to say it was rough or anything. I definitely didn't have it like that. Son of two teachers, basketball coaches as a father, you know, played basketball through my youth, still playing in college, you know, still FSU, so basketball and sports have always been a part of me. But outside of that, I always used music, you know, to get away, you know, vent my thoughts, my illustration, my perception of the world. And over time, I just got more and more serious about it. And, you know, when I really started to see some things, like, flourishing from my hard work, I guess that's when, like, I started to take music into what I am today.
All right, and where did you grow up at?
West Palm Beach, Florida, about an hour north of Miami.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt. I mean, only claim of fame I got down there is I got an aunt that lived in Pompano Beach. But
over at Pompano, I live like 45 from Pompano, so yeah, I know that where that's at.
Yeah, I ain't been there since like probably before you was even born, bro. Like, for real.
When this virus thing, clears up, you should definitely go down to Pompano. It's definitely a place to slide to and have some fun.
Yeah, I got to – hopefully soon, hopefully soon. I mean, my another claim of fame is like, as long as I've been in Florida, all 39 years, I've never been to Miami, and I've never been to Walt Disney World.
Jesus.
Bonkers.
Yeah, with this virus, man, you definitely have some traveling to do, most definitely.
Word. So how have you been able to keep yourself busy, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, with the virus, though? Kind of like I said, you've been focusing on your career or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But, like, what aspect of it, like, what's been some of the ideas you've been coming up with?
Just for me, because I'm still very new, you know, I'm still within my first year. So, you know, I've gotten to the point where I can consistently make music, you know, that I find to myself is a good representation of me. So now it's just down to, you know, trying to be a better marketer, you know, a better promoter of my own music. Because, you know, making good music is irrelevant. Nobody's there to hear it. So I'm just trying to put it in a good position for everybody to hear it. And also just evolving more as an artist, you know, working with different people, different sounds, different flows, trying to evolve more, be more of a complete package than just so one-dimensional. So those are things I'm trying to, like, you know, work on as this virus break has us all locked in inside.
No, you know what? I like to hear that. I like to hear that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because I think you get a lot of people that just want to get in and they figure it's a way to get famous or a way to get rich. But the fact that you focus on, you know what I'm saying, improving your art, but also, too, not so caught up in the art that you understand that you got to be able to market and be able to, you know what I'm saying, get your music out a certain way. That's a good look. That's a really good look.
Yeah, I think that's one thing I learned instantly, because I remember after I made my first song, I thought, like, you know, just spreading it and being an artist was so, like, easy. And that shocked me that it wasn't, because, you know, you can make the best song, but if no one's heard it or nobody knows about it, I mean, it's almost like you never made it. So, you know, those are some things that frustrate me, you know, trying to get my music out there, get somebody here, get radio sessions to play it. So, you know, just, you know, going through the stages of an early artist, you know, going through my stages, trying to learn more.
Word. Like, you got, you don't have it. You got the virus. I mean, you got the vaccine against it. But I used to call it being Emily Dickinson. You know what I'm saying? Emily Dickinson was like, she wrote poetry, but she ain't never shared it. Like, the poetry didn't come out to after she died. You know what I'm saying? Like, she took a poetry and just, like, stuffed it into her, like, her drawer, her dresser or whatever. It was discovered years later and turned out to be, like, some dope shit. So, yeah, the idea that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, yo, I don't want to record all this music and, like, just fall on deaf ears. Like, that's wild. You know what I mean? So, I know exactly what
that promoting, that marketing thing, it's a skill. Because, you know, I don't know if you know artist Bocci. Bocci, he's like...
Now, I don't know. I have no idea who Bocci is. Who in the world is Bocci? Like, I would sound...
But, yeah, that's my guy. You know, he mentored me, brought me up. He's showing me the game. He's showing me all the things. And that's, like, his superpower. Like, he just knows what sells. He thinks of his music beyond just the scope of an artist. He thinks of it, you know, as he's the listener. And I think that's why he's so different and he's at the position he's at now, because he just, you know, he has that it factor. He's thinking about his music more than just an artist and how he perceives it. And that's something I'm trying to learn myself. Because I think that will make, you know, a lot more of my records sell and get me even further in my career.
Yeah, no, I think if anybody, especially on this level, you know what I'm saying, as far as just, you know, I don't want to say necessarily a local level, but an independent level in the city. Bocci definitely has seemed to figure out some things in regards to how to get his name out, how to get his music out. And for that, I respect him. You know what I mean? I like the music as well. I think I ran him and Ray joint, if not the last episode, the episode before.
Yeah,
shout out to him on the podcast. If he's listening, Bachi, holla at your boy, nigga. Get at me. Jeez. But no, man, yeah, shout out to Bachi, brother, though.
Shout out to Ray Bennett. Shout out to Ray Bennett. That's my boy.
No doubt, no doubt. Like, and plus, I mean, we're going to get into it a little later. I don't want to get into it just yet. But, you know what I'm saying, you got a track with Ray Benton, which we're going to play a little later on the podcast. How did you link up with them guys? How did you link up with Ray? How did you link up with Bachi?
It's funny to me, at least. Okay, so, you know, I just started making music probably like a couple months in or whatever. I didn't meet Ray first. I met Ray's manager, Matt St. Fleur. Shout out Matt St. Fleur.
Just up. Yeah,
Journey Management. And so I met him first. I'm at some conference thing or whatever, you know, something I'm doing for a student athlete thing. And he said something about him being a music manager or something. My teammates, they know I mean music, so they were like, you know, just talk to him. But I was like, nah, I'm good, because it's early stage. I'm just trying to get good first, you know, get consistent. But they ended up, you know, telling Matt I mean music. And from then on, me and Matt, we always text and call, and I'm always, you know, send them songs or whatever. And da, da, da. So I made the song Crystal Castle. And I DM Ray. So I'm like, yo, man, I got this track. That thing is really hot. And I think if I had you on it, she'll be crazy. So, you know, he was listening to me, but I don't think he was really, like, playing any mind. He thought I was just, you know, some dude. So he was like, he just gave me his number. He was like, yeah, just send it to me or whatever. So I'm like, all right, bet. So I sent it to him. And I didn't hear from him for, like, a day or whatever. So I was like, all right, he's probably not going to do it. And then, like, the day after I thought that or I said that, he sent me back the track. And his verse went crazy. It was crazy. So I was like, me and my boys, we would jump around the car like, yo, this shit's hot. Like, hey, we got one. And from then on, me and Ray just, you know, started getting closer and closer, established our relationship, just re-recording the song, you know, just mixing it, mastering it, you know. So that's pretty much how I got, you know, connected with them boys. And ever since then, Ray connected me with Bachi and all the other people that are in this circle, and they treat me like family ever since then. Just taught me the game, act like mentors, and, you know, really really made me the artist I am today, pretty much. That's pretty much how it went.
All right, bet that up, man. Again, shout out to my boys, man. Shout out to Matt, Ray, Bachi, everybody over there doing their thing or whatever. What's one of the lessons, or what's the main lesson you've learned, you know what I'm saying, so far? I know you said, you know, you've been working on trying to promote your music and try to get it out there, as well as, you know what I'm saying, working on different flows and improving. But what can you say is, like, the main lesson you've learned? What's the main epiphany you've had, you know what I'm saying, since either getting into the fray of making the music and, you know what I'm saying, getting with those guys and them giving you direction?
Yeah. I would definitely say the lesson of pretty much keeping your music real and authentic, pretty much. That is, like, I think that's really overestimated. People, like, you know, they keep saying, you know, just be you. But in the music, you can really hear a difference or see a difference. Whenever an artist is performing or you're hearing a track they made that they didn't make with authentic lyrics or authentic feelings. And, you know, they taught me that. They taught me the difference of the power of authenticity and how the listener always knows when you're saying something you really feel. And, like, that's what pretty much music is all about, making the listener feel, which pretty much you were feeling when you recorded the track or you made the beat or whatever. And they teach me that lesson time and time again. Whenever I show them a track, whenever they show me a track, they always judge from the listener and see if it's authentic to everybody and if it's relatable and relevant to anybody that will ever hear the song. So yeah, that's one lesson that I definitely picked up from them boys.
All right, that's dope. I think that's something that's definitely important. Because definitely a tightrope between making music for yourself, like you said, being authentic to yourself, but then also making music that people can relate to, because at the end of the day, we are different. So being able to pull from yourself something that you truly believe in, something you truly want to express, but yet making it plausible for people to, like, you know what? Yeah, I'm with that. I can vibe with that. Whatever. So, yeah, that's definitely important. I know that's one of the things I look for. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's hard. I know it's definitely harder to say than do. It's easier said than done when it comes to new artists, because you always want to jump on that trend or whatever that's hot right then. But you know, it's more about making music that you feel and, you know, you relate to, and don't like try to, you know, of course, ride anybody else's wave, or, you know, try to do sound like anybody else. Because when it comes to music, your sound is unique. It's what makes you you. That's what differentiates you from any other artist, and that's in your town or in your country. So definitely keeping that mindset will definitely take you a long way and help you keep evolving as an artist or producer, whatever you do artistically.
And when it comes down to it, and we're going to play the music, you know what I'm saying, in a few. Now, I know some artists don't necessarily want to compare themselves to anybody. So I won't say, you know what I'm saying, if you compare yourself to anybody or if you sound like anybody. But who are what type of music would you say kind of your sound would fit in? If someone asks, like, yo, what would they expect from your sound? How would you describe it?
Without making any comparisons, I would say my sound is, it's a vibe, honestly. It's just one of those sounds that you abuse the beat, ride the beat. It's just a have fun, lit, Sheck Wes, Playboi Carti. You just really vibe into the song and you just float off in space type deal. I'm not going to say it's like melodic or anything, but it's definitely something to party to, get lit to, you know. Something good happens in your life, you pop on one of my songs, you know, it definitely makes you get the most out of the moment right then and there and enjoy whatever positive feeling that you're feeling.
I think that's necessary right now. With everything that's going on, like, we definitely need the type of music that we can just party to, kind of just, like, lock our problems away. Kind of like maybe a slightly off topic. Like, I just been listening to a lot of, well, watching on YouTube, watch videos of like music from like the past couple of decades.
I
just noticed like everything from like 2009 to like 2013 was just like straight, like dance, like party music, like Pitbull, like even Gangnam Style, like all that, like really upbeat. And it was like, what in the world? It was like, yo, we was like coming out of the recession. So everybody wanted like everything to elevate their spirit. So, yo, I don't want to know that I'm working a job that's underpaying me. So let me go dance a Gundam Style. So,
hey, they definitely came in when we needed them. Everybody was, you know, that helped us. That definitely helped us get through those tough times. So my goal for me is a weird thing. I hate saying it out loud. It's weird to say. My friends tell me to stop saying it. But my goal for me is my music be played at picnics and barbecues 30 years from now. That makes, you know, people like, oh, this that old joint, whatever, you know. Hey, that's like, right. That's one of my weird goals for my music.
No, that's real. Like, I was talking to my fiance earlier, and we were talking about music or whatever. And because her nephew, you know what I'm saying, makes music in the industry or whatever. And she was saying, yeah, like, you know, making music that you'll want to hear later. And she was playing his music. And she was, you know, she was like, I don't know if this will be played years later. I'm like, yeah, well, for them, you know what I'm saying? For anybody that's born, in the late 90s, like, they're going to go back and be like, yo, you know, when I was going through whatever, or when I was, you know, going through college, or when I was starting my first job, or even when I was in high school, like, this is what I was jamming to. So,
yeah.
But the key is make music that, again, is relatable, that people can go back to and be like, hey, yo, remember back in 2020, 2021, you know what I mean? My man Ty had us vibing, yo. It was wild. It was wild times. Like,
hey, that's the goal. You trying to make some music with some longevity, man. Something that, you know,
word.
When it plays, when y'all not even on that same type of energy no more. It's just like, you hear that song, you're like, dang, bro, I remember so-and-so we used to do this, we used to do that with so-and-so. Bro, this was that song. But that's pretty much what I want, some music with some longevity, you know, something that'll keep my pockets clean, you know, while I'm not even making music anymore.
No doubt. So we're going to try to see, all right, we're gonna get into, you know what I'm saying, what you got or whatever so that people can hear it. And then we're going to come back and see what you got planned, you know what I'm saying, moving forward. So we got Prophetic. What's that? All right. My journalism degree is a newspaper. I try to tell people I can't talk. I don't know why I do a podcast. But anyway, we got Prophetic. And then we got Crystal Castles. My man Ty 44 featuring Ray Benson, who was also on the Enigma Self Hour a few episodes ago. So, here y'all go. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
About to smoke like Swiss or Sweet. Money bringing headaches, I cannot leave. I do not write lyrics, I write prophecies. Too late for I'm sorry, fuck apologies. About to smoke like Swiss or Sweet. Money bringing headaches, I could not leave. I do not write lyrics, I write prophecies. Too late for I'm sorry, fuck apologies. I'm like, what you wanna? I just came out the back street, my jacket say Nirvana. Came straight out the jungle. When I blitz, they fumble. When I dip, they crumble. They drown in my puddle. Shoot them out the muzzle. They won't hear a sound. Listening for my train, they got their ear straight to the ground. Yeah, she asked for rounds. I might move that way. Yeah, I move them pounds. Slide into my place. Yeah. About to smoke like Swiss or Sweet. Money bringing headaches, I cannot leave. I do not write lyrics, I write prophecies. Too late for I'm sorry, fuck apologies. About to smoke like Swiss or Sweet. Money bringing headaches, I cannot leave. I do not write lyrics, I write prophecies. Too late for I'm sorry, fuck apologies.
Like I'm villain, got about 250,000 on my neck, ain't a joke, yeah. Double V's on the choke, yeah. Bravado bottoms for the low. O to the H and the C. Hot boy, keep me fleek. I'm a hot boy like the block boy. What you got, boy? What you want now? Back after every song now. I ain't the one you should wrong now. I done seen too many people go triple two into the ground now. You ask why I'm on now, well let me explain. 10 chart toppers all in a day while I'm in the bay. Sipping something safe, trying to find a way to capitalize on the gains that I made. To run it right back to my family name and carry the legacy out of my grave. My team don't condone anything that you say. We know they'll do wonders to tear up my name. And that's just the way that it go, it's a shame. No, I really don't got no time to complain.
About to smoke like Swiss or Sweet. Money bringing headaches, I cannot leave. I do not write lyrics, I write prophecies. Too late for I'm sorry, fuck apologies. About to smoke like Swiss or Sweet. Money bringing headaches, I cannot leave. I do not write lyrics, I write prophecies. Too late for I'm sorry, fuck apologies. Tabernacle, yeah, I roll and tackle, but I roll in peace. Yeah, she hit my flannel, yeah, she struck my paddle. Cannot watch my channel, but they watching me.
Boom, bustin' with that boom, switch the boom, it's a mop. Panda make you vacate, I get busy, it's an op. Ain't no capping in my cash, shit, I say snapping off the ops. Yeah, 300 racks, and I got it off the block. I know you don't believe me, baby, yeah, it be hard to see. This ain't for TV, though, yeah, I really be CEO. Yeah, shorty got a doom, yeah, I'm trying to see it. I'ma go trash him, I'ma have to beat it. Watch me Millie rock, any block, young street. I got 4-4 with me with that, that's that shooter talk.
Jumping out the movie, be like, oh, no. Snitch nigga really thought I told y'all. Legit nigga really thought I told y'all. I'ma just open up and blast off. Rich nigga can't owe a rich nigga shit. Steady making hits, yeah, I cross him off the list. Pull up on a nigga and I bet I won't miss. Talking shit up on the internet will get a nigga hit. I said, what's the verse?
I'm dangerous.
Nigga didn't know I had shit in the works. Land of the snakes. No, not Tokyo. Called an ambulance. Yeah, I left them hurt. I said, what's the verse? Nigga talking biblical. This is a church. Keep on testing me. Might give your ass the work. Always show the best of me. Scared of the worst. I said, Crystal Castle. I said, Tabernacle. Yeah, I roll and tackle. But I roll in peace. Yeah, she hit my flannel. Yeah, she struck my paddle. Can I watch my channel?
But they watching me.
Yeah, I roll and tackle, but I roll in peace. Yeah, she hit my flannel, yeah, she stole my paddle. Can I watch my channel, but they watching me.
Yer, we back. It's your boy Enigma September. Yo, my man Ty 44. What you heard was Crystal Castles with my man Ray Benton, and also Prophetic. Yo, dope music, bro. You know what I mean? I wasn't Millie rocking, though. I wasn't Millie rocking over there, nah.
Appreciate it.
I probably did, though. What's the little joint where you kind of freeze your hands real quick? I'm doing a little,
you
little
said yaw. Freeze your hands? Oh.
Yeah, when you get your fist and you stop it real quick. I'll be on TikTok. My old ass be on TikTok trying to figure out what the youngins do. So,
yeah, man, I don't understand TikTok. I can't get a hold of it.
I can't say I grew up on Vine because Vine came out when I was in my mid-30s. So, but like I'm a Vine guy. So, but TikTok is like, oh, it's Vine on steroids. Great,
Vine. Yes, Vine was definitely the MVP back then.
You know what I mean? I guess, what can we expect from you, bro? You know what I'm saying? You got two hot tracks off top. You know what I'm saying? Like, can we expect any projects on, or what's up?
Most definitely. You know, I'm working on my first EP with his name. Definitely going to try and drop that June, late June, early July. So definitely going to include those two tracks and a couple more.
No doubt. Do you know how you're going to release them? Would it be through SoundCloud, or would you be able to get through, you know what I'm saying, apps?
Definitely the major apps are going to be on all streaming platforms.
No doubt. That's good to hear, because especially, like I said, the Crystal Castles joint. Yeah.
Actually, that's the single for the project. It's actually already dropped. So y'all go ahead and like, stream, share. Definitely go ahead and stream that, download that into your library.
For sure. And before we get up out of here, how can the people get in contact with you? Like, what avenues can they do to find out about what you're doing and how to, you know, get to your music?
Definitely. Any gigs or any features or music things, y'all can definitely hit me at my email, tyhnds11@icloud.com. But for any keeping up with me musically, personally, social media, y'all can definitely hit me on my Instagram, ty_40, F-O-R-T-Y, for the number 4.
No doubt. Y'all know how, learn how to spell 40. Don't come out here. To my F-O-U-R-T-Y. ask your little kindergartner how to spell 40.
There you go. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I couldn't find him on Instagram because you're not spelled. Ask your first grader. I spell 40, and so you can find my man Ty. Yeah. Yeah. Typically, I would ask if you guys in performance, but of course, you know, because of the COVID-19.
Actually, I'm going to share something with you, fun fact. The first time we met at Internet, that was my first performance. So I'm definitely looking forward to getting my second one in. After this virus thing slows down, definitely get some more under my belt, you know, spread the influence.
That was your first ever?
Ever.
Wow. And you were with Ray, and Ray been doing this thing for a good minute. So that's impressive.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, shout out to Ray, man. That's the big brother.
Yeah, y'all make sure. Matter of fact, I'm trying to think. Well, I know, yeah, if they go to your Instagram, I know you got a clip of the performance. So y'all make sure to check out his Instagram and y'all can see him perform all these pieces of it because I know it was edited. I was trying to think if I had a clip. I may have a clip doing me. But definitely go to my man's IG page and check that out. Yeah, I guess before we get up out of here, bro, you got any shout-outs you want to get out anybody or anything else?
For sure. Shout-out to Apollo 1027, Just Lowe's, my guy. Apollo is on a prophetic track, so definitely look for him on my next project. Ray Bocci, Matthew St. Flair, y'all know it's love. That's pretty much it, man. You know, all peace, all love.
No doubt. Well, I'm glad to have you on, bro. This went as smoothly as your first performance. It looked like you are landing on the good foot, which is, you know what I'm saying, a great thing, bro. I'm thoroughly impressed just being able to connect with you and be able to do this. So you guys make sure y'all go and check out his music and check out watch for the EP when it drops in June. And, speaking of, I'll give this PSA again, because of the coronavirus and the effect it has on the music industry, y'all make sure any artists you know that's out there, if they got merch, if they got music that you can not even just stream, but if you can buy, y'all make sure to go and get that, because you got a lot of artists who rely on touring and rely on selling their merch to take care of their family, legitimately take care of their family. So y'all got that, you know, first of all, pay your bills. I know a lot of people saying, I'm going kind of off topic. I know a lot of people saying, hey, we'll let you slide if you affected by whatever, but don't get it twisted. Them bills still going to be due. They just pushing it down a little bit to get your money right. If you can pay your bill, pay your bill, first of all. But after you pay your bill, man, if you can throw some dollars, man, these artists. And I'm saying this because I have artists on this podcast, on this platform, and I'd be remiss not to stand up for those, especially independent artists. Yo, buy that merch. Maybe put a little extra on the books. You know what I'm saying? I know you will put an extra on your homie that's locked down, and they deserve some money too because it's going to be hard for them. But if you got these independent artists, man, like they living off this, like, you know, if you got to put the phone down and stream that song, you know what I'm saying, 10, 50, 11, 50 times, like, do whatever you can, man, because, you know, especially those that's independent and going through these restaurants are shut down now, these nightclubs are shut down right now, they need that. DJs showing up, showing out in regards to, and also with the DJs going live, hit that. If they presenting, they cash out, hit them up, man, because that's work. They can't work right now, so they need that. So, yeah, do that. But I just want to get that PSA, man, because, yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be real tough for not just a few months, probably a couple years, you know what I'm saying? So just want to put that out there. But, again, Ty, yo, I appreciate you, bro. Wish you nothing but success in this game, man.
Hey, man, appreciate it. Most definitely.
No doubt. So we're going to get up out of here. I'll see you guys next week, and this is the Enigma Sub Hour. You got time, baby. Yeah.